Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From veteran jazz guitarist Greg Scoff, with the title track off his 2021 CD, Polaris, we begin the 712th episode of Neon Jazz. During the pandemic year of 2020, he managed to commit to tape some quality music that is a part of 2021's most memorable releases. This project features bassist Ron Carter and drummer Tootie Heath. This cat has been at the forefront of modern jazz guitar for decades. He's originally from Wichita, Kansas, and went on to study music at Wichita State University for 3 semesters. But his real passion was performing jazz, blues, and rock in local clubs. His first professional job was a 5-year stay in the band of saxophone giant Stanley Turrentine. And since the 80s, he's been a first-call sideman in New York City. He's played gigs or recorded with masters like Freddie Hubbard, David Fathead Newman, Ron Carter, Orrin Evans, and even the great Bobby Watson. To this very day, he still keeps the crowds happy across the country, and it's picking up, and in staples around New York City like Smalls, Mesro, the 55 Bar, and the Iridium. This is a great cab. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of collaborations and jazz jams. And below us now is another live cut as the world wakes up more. That's drummer Jim Lauer leading his trio with the great trumpeter Trent Austin live in Overland Park, Kansas, back on July 21st, 2021. We're right here in Kansas City, Missouri, always ready and willing to dispense the quality jazz music. And speaking of formative early memories from his native Wichita, Kansas, the town boasted a quality jazz club that brought in the best in jazz. And one of those featured was the legendary alto sax cat Lou Donaldson. And as we get into his 1952 cut, Lou's Blues, listen to Greg explain.
There was a club called Bill's La Gourmet at the time, and they would bring in the organ groups. And that's where I first heard Lou Donaldson's group. I heard Jack McDuff's group. I heard Gene Harrison, the Three Sounds there. And not knowing too much about those groups, but they were on, you know, they would travel it on that circuit, and that club in Wichita was part of their circuit, and that was pretty influential.
Aaron Myers here, jazz musician based out of Washington, D.C. and traveling internationally. But I'm glad to be right here on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. You should be here too.
Thinking of the things that we're going through together right now. I know that I am always thinking of tomorrow and the things that didn't happen somehow. The need appears too great for me to have
can it be too late? So please take care of you for me, and I'll take care of me for you. Hold on, just you wait and see. Listen to the news to turn it off again, knowing there's nothing else I can do. I try to find the answers, but only find the problems, and it seems there is no one to turn to. The need appears too great for me to help, to help all that I can, and I can maybe. Take care of you for me, and I'll take care of me for you. Hold on, just you wait and see. Together love will bring us through. The most I can give is my love. My love is all that I can give. And if you lend me love, I know together we can live.
That was entertainer, artist, veteran, entrepreneur, and D.C.-based jazz artist Aaron Myers with the 2021 single Please Take Care of Me. Originally from Goodloe, Texas, he found his passion for performing at a very early age in the church and eventually chose the piano as his instrument of choice. He would go on to join the United States Army, where he served 2 years before enrolling at Navarro College, where he majored in business and theater. While at the college, he ran for mayor, and that would seal his desire to have politics and advocacy play a major role in his life. And we caught up with Aaron here at the show to talk about his love of music. Have a listen.
This mastermind happens with the meeting of the minds on stage, and I didn't realize how much my professionalism, how much of my therapy, how much of my individualism was found with on the piano or behind the microphone.
Satchmo was a good early memory for Aaron as we hear the master, Louis Armstrong, joined by his Hot Five with the Gut Bucket Blues. Have a listen to him explain.
I first heard my first jazz record with my grandparents. They had those old 32 clay records, and it was a vacant 1931 edition of Lou Armstrong's Gut Bucket Blues. And for years, that's what I, when I thought of jazz, I thought of Jethro Morton, Louis Armstrong, Fats Waller, people of that nature.
Enjoy the music.
That was accomplished jazz trombonist Eric Oletz with the tune What Is This Thing off his 2021 CD Into the Night. He grew up in a musical environment. His father was a professional pianist and arranger, and he would go on to study classical piano, guitar, and music theory since the age of six. He has always been intrigued with the sound of jazz fused with other influences of music, like rock, funk, Latin, and so much more. As it is with those early influences, we learn and grow into ourselves, and his happened to be the legendary pianist Herbie Hancock. And as we listen to the tune Three Bags Full off the 1962 LP, Taken Off, here's Eric to talk about that early show experience.
I hear that Herbie Hancock and the VSOP Quintet is going to be giving a concert at Red Rocks. Now, to me, there was nothing on the face of this planet that was going to stop me from being at that concert. And that was really experiencing like something that I felt connected to musically, not only as a musician, but as a listener. To actually hear that live, to me, was one of the greatest experiences, you know, in my young musical life at that point.
This is Canadian drummer Greg Smith, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Montreal-born German bass drummer and composer Greg Smith with the tune Angels and Insects off his 2021 CD Cluster 001. This cat has been active on the international jazz, classical, and beat scene since the mid-90s. His chameleon-esque ability has led him to work with very diverse artists, and he has developed an affinity with the experimental electronics. And along with the hungry crop of jazz artists, he's hopeful about the return to the stage that is happening right now. Here's some thoughts.
There's some people who hypothesize that after the First World War, you had the Roaring Twenties, right? I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. But that's what I want to have happen, that all of a sudden we can get out and do things again, and that people are going to realize how great it is to go out and hear live music.
He was swayed by the early masters of the craft, like bandleader, drummer, and jazz hero Art Blakey. Joined by his jazz messengers, here he is in 1947 with Bop Alley, as Greg explains.
I saw Elvin Jones when I was around 19 or 20 years old. And then I saw Art Blakey. And then I saw Tony Williams. I saw all of this when I was pretty young. And that made a huge, huge impression. I saw all the masters.
Mm-hmm. This is Keith Oxman coming to you from Denver, Colorado. I'm a tenor saxophonist, and just want to say that you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was the super group out of Denver, Colorado, the Jazz Worms, with Andy Weil on piano, Keith Oxman on tenor sax, Paul Romain on the drums, and the great Ron Miles on cornet, and Mark Simon on the bass. This is their first album since their 1987 debut CD, Crawling Out, with the song Launching Pad off their 2021 CD called Squirmin'. Taking their group handle from the first letter of everyone's last name, the ensemble originally emphasized challenging compositions plus a strong sense of the quintet as community. And I caught up with the band, and Ron explained their collective.
That's what this music's all about anyway, right? It's about us sharing between each other, you know, on the bandstand and with the listeners and all together. So yeah, I'm optimistic that we will learn some lessons that we don't even know yet how they'll manifest them.
The lockdown brought about some new habits and mighty survival skills for all. And Ron talked about listening to John Coltrane's colossal album, A Love Supreme, every Sunday. And as we listen to Coltrane's Violets for Your Furs, listen to Ron explain.
I think I've listened to A Love Supreme every Sunday during the pandemic, I think. And I listened to it, of course, you know, but sometimes it'll be a few years, you know, but now revisiting it every Sunday just kind of really just helps me get my mind around a little bit of the world we're living in.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dave Howard, guitarist, composer, arranger. I just want to say, when I'm looking for great jazz to listen to, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dumino. Hope to see you and hope to spend some time listening with you. Thank you very much.
That was guitarist, composer, arranger, educator, and leader David Howard with the tune Lonesome Lockdown off his 2021 CD called Next. This veteran was a professor at the Berklee College of Music in Boston for many years and performs throughout the U.S., Canada, and Europe. And like so many voices that we've heard on the show, he opens up about the post-COVID world hopes he has.
I'm going to try to be a little bit more personal. Just even the tunes, even the introductions of tunes, but I feel like...
From the veteran jazz pianist and composer Faulkner Evans, we go next. On this latest project, he paints a loving musical portrait of his wife, Linda, in the aftermath of her tragic death. Here's the song, Invisible Words for Linda.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great pianist and composer Faulkner Evans. I talked to him right as this pandemic was raging, and that's a great tune off his latest 2021 CD, Invisible Words. It is a solo piano debut celebrating his happy marriage and his late wife, Linda. Finally, I bring you a gem that I ran into, man, from Ethiopian-based master accordionist and veteran bandleader, arranger and keyboardist, Haylu Mergia, joined by the Wailas back in 1975 with the title track off his LP, Tezita. Man, this is great stuff. We want to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a gem from the 70s, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
At the controls, man.
Reach out. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, kids. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.